WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Advisory Panel Board meeting on child vaccinations voted to narrow its recommendations on the combined measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox, known as the MMRV, finding it's not recommended for children before the age of four. The combo shot could still be available for a child's second dose given between the ages of four and six. ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton says the recent changes at the CDC and restrictions on vaccines may create some confusion.
A lot of the frustration from many parents, their children getting too many jabs. Now today's vote effectively would make it so that that recommendation would be more than one injection to protect against measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox.
Israel continues its ground operations in Gaza City, efforting to defeat Hamas and secure the release of remaining hostages. It's also displacing 450,000 Palestinians. President Trump says a deal is close on TikTok to keep the app running in the U.S. This is ABC News.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another name joins the race for Wisconsin governor, the second new candidate this week. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight close to 60, high tomorrow approaching 80. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Currently 81 degrees.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCoshin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the week in review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me tonight, folks. How's everybody doing? I hope you had a great day. Whatever your day brought you, leave it behind, unless it's like euphoric or something. And join us here on Nightlight, and let's talk about movies and TV and music and comedy and sports tonight. Conrad, we're talking sports tonight. You've got to be thrilled, favorite, and I'm thrilled to see Mike Clemens.
It's good to have him in the studio. In Green Bay. It's awesome.
Do you think he'll take a shower while he's here in one of our showers?
Why not? You know?
Yeah.
It's there for a reason.
I put a towel in there and a loofah for Mike. Whatever you want with soap. Do men use loofah? I've never used
it. I mean, I use the Sydney Sweeney soap. So.
You're running low?
You know, I got the 30 pack and I'm down to the last 10 now. So.
Yikes. Did you get the one with the hole in the...
All 30 of them came with the hole in the middle.
It didn't have a hole when I got him, Pete, but by the time I was done with it, oh, it's terrible. What a horrible way to start off the show. Mike Clemens will be here tonight, folks. We will add sports to our list of fun entertainment topics we talk about here. I saw this funny thing today. Right as we were going off the air yesterday, you told me about Jimmy Kimmel had been suspended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw something on Twitter that said Scott Baio will replace Jimmy Kimmel. And I looked at it and I said, oh God, that's hilarious. And then I'm like, wait a minute. For all I know, maybe that is what'll happen. And I don't want Jimmy Kimmel to lose his show. Now they're saying there might be pushback and maybe they'll keep him, but I would almost pay money to see Scott Baio host a talk show. You probably didn't even know Scott Baio.
I had to look it up.
He was Chachi.
When I'm thinking, there's an open seat, Pete.
For Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Are you going to make a run for it?
I don't know. The joke he said was funny and it wasn't even about Charlie Kirk. That's why it was a well-constructed joke and it was nothing. He said much worse. So obviously there's a lot of other factors at play here, but, would I do the gig for Jimmy Kimmel money? Yeah.
For how long Jimmy Kimmel has been on, how many years do you think now?
20, 15, at least. No, he was... I would say close to 20, maybe.
I'm just surprised that they just did it, canceled it that fast after, how long he's been on TV.
Well, now I'm hearing different things, but it's one of those things where most of the stuff I've read people getting rich and it's follow the money. So, but kind of crazy. And what I hate that it's come to this, now, I've talked about this before on the show. When I have someone in a movie who I disagree with politically, if they're a good actor, I like the movie. I'll watch the movie, but what I can't stand, what really bums me out is people who are so brainwashed, they can't on Twitter or some social media platforms, somebody will say something about like Springsteen. Oh, he hasn't been good in a long time. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel isn't fun. Like, you cannot like him, but don't you sound like you just sound silly sometimes when you like Die Hard. I love Bruce Willis. Like, I probably wouldn't vote the same way he does, but am I not going to watch Die Hard? And there are people that are swearing off entertainers because of their political views. It's crazy. We live in crazy times, Conrad. But yes, for you, they're probably normal. Well, you probably don't know much else.
You know, I remember being a kid.
Do you?
Just no worry in the world.
Oh, listen, dude. That's, yeah, no kidding. I wonder, I think kids today are still friendly. Like, maybe yeah. They probably do have some opinions, but they don't, like, delve into them too seriously when they're around each other.
You know, the big difference between kids nowadays to when I was growing up is I'd be outside all the time. You know, I'd play video games occasionally, but being outside with my friends was like the main thing that we did together.
That's interesting because video games were like front and center still when you were a kid.
Kind of. It was like PS2.
Right.
Xbox, the first one. So I think going outside with my friends, that's all we did. We played sports all the time. Whenever we'd pretend we're in an MLB game.
Right.
Or pretend we're in an NFL game.
Exactly. Did you play tackle football?
It depended on the day.
Like, how do you mean? Like, you're not wearing pads. Like, what's the difference?
All right, say if we were in a small kind of area, we do two-hand touch, but we had a big field to make sure we didn't hit anything when we got tackled.
I'm such an idiot. Like, my friends and I played tackle till we were like 26.
Nice.
Like, you're right. And I remember being in, like, they came down to visit me. I was living in Chicago at the time, and we went to Lincoln Park, and we're on the lakefront playing football. It was a fall day. It was beautiful. And we're playing tackle. And the next day, none of us could move. It was torture. Like, we went out drinking at night, and the next day we just kind of laid on the floor and watched movies. It was awful. And I don't know why. I don't know what I was thinking. But that was just how things were then. You just kind of, like, I don't know.
But, you know, you had one day where you're sore, and then you're like, the next day, all right, I'm better.
I don't know about that. It was more than one day. You hit it hard, and it's like, mostly it's not like we were, you know, we weren't trying to kill each other or anything, but you're running fast, and, like, you're not used to sprinting. So, like, all the next week, you're like, your hamstrings and your quads are just shot.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But you had fun.
I had fun in the moment, yeah, which is the problem with a lot of my life. The moment is great, like Nick Cannon. Hey, we got a text last night that we did not. Oh, actually, it was from overnight, right, Con? I think our pal Bud from Janesville.
Yeah, 4 a.m., I believe.
4 a.m., Bud. I'm sorry I was not up at that hour. You just barely missed me, but we will read Bud's text now from the 608. What was our question last night? He's addressing
the athletes turn actors.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
It was
the best ones.
The best pro athletes turned actors. And Bud writes, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, Toby Keith played semi-pro football and did some acting." Can we accept semi-pro football? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Bud's a pal. I don't want
to. I'll accept it.
All right. Conrad accepts it. He says, he continues, "I think maybe he sang a song or two also. Actually, I really, really enjoyed him as a singer and wish he were still with us. Love your show, Bud from Janesville."
You know,
I'm going to sound really stupid here. Toby Keith did die, didn't he?
He did, yeah. This past year.
About a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's terrible.
You know, an emphasis on that text. And you remember last time he texted and he said, "Like your show." This time he capitalized L-O-V-E.
Thank you, Bud.
All caps, "Love your show."
And for that, I love Toby Keith and I love you, Bud. Thank you, pal. That's a great text. And yeah, we will count. Conrad will count semi-pro football. Wait a minute. I'm missing your. Oh, is this what you put at the top?
Yes.
All right. I almost missed. All right.
I'm pretty sure we had this talk before about roundabouts.
Probably.
Today, I almost witnessed a crash on the roundabout. It was a smart car, one of those box, you know, the small
like
ones.
Oh,
and they were in such a rush. They didn't see that the big semi was almost going to hit them.
Oh, no.
And the semi honked, you know. And it was like probably 3 inches. If he went a second before, would have crashed.
So who had the right of way?
The semi.
The semi was already in the roundabout.
Yeah. No. And
the smart car was trying to.
My problem with roundabouts is, why is everyone in such a hurry in a roundabout?
Why is everyone in such a hurry everywhere?
Yeah. Just wait your turn. It's not that hard to follow roundabout rules.
No, it's not. And I mean, a smart car.
I was like, wow. I everyone behind me was probably the same. Just like, what? That was almost horrible.
And the semi beeped and the roundabout jumped 3 feet in the air, probably. Oh, God. I've seen a few accidents. They're horrible.
I can't stand in roundabouts, especially. Just people just take your time, you know? It's not a rush to get to everywhere.
It's not. I mean, and not only that, sorry if you're late, don't risk other people's lives.
Exactly.
It's that simple. Sorry.
Well, the semi would have been fine, but that's true. The smart car.
You don't know that the semi could have like rolled up one wheel over the smart car and rolled over. Those smart cars are pretty safe, apparently, despite how they look and their size.
I don't know against the semi, though. That's the thing. But, you know, just be safe on the road. That's all, you know?
Exactly. That is Conrad's public service announcement tonight. we will have, hey, if you're listening in Milwaukee, we have a new downtown signal here at Civic Media. Check us out on 100.3 WAUK right there in downtown Milwaukee for even a stronger signal if you live right in the city. I mean, AUK, you're getting that anywhere pretty much what we had, right? But this just makes it even better. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Just like yesterday, go Panthers. I'm going to say it every day you announce where in Milwaukee.
So I'm trying to be a good company man here and say this announcement, and you're going to make me listen to Go Panthers because I'm being a good employee?
I'm an alumni, okay? I always got to say something.
How, what are they, what is their best sport at UWM?
You know, we were pretty good at women's soccer, I believe.
Okay. Women's soccer and basketball is up there. It was anyway.
Nah, well, you know, it's different.
It's different now. Hey, I think it's time we get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. What is the best singing scene you've ever seen in a movie? Best musical performance in a movie. I can't believe we haven't done this one before. It's a great question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Civic Media app is very easy to use. You know what station you can get on the Civic Media app, Conrad?
What's that?
WAUK 100.3, our new signal.
And there you go.
Go Panthers. so let us know. You can also drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on Facebook, X, or YouTube. Our question of the night. What is the best musical performance or singing scene you've ever seen in a movie? I'll go first, and I'm going to say the movie The Commitments that came out in the early 90s, they sang Try a Little Tenderness, and it was phenomenal. But I have a couple more because, as usual, I cannot make a decision here. There was a movie called Blinded by the Light where this kid in the Middle East was obsessed with Bruce Springsteen music, and they do this kind of performance of Thunder Road. And it's just, he's got a crush on this girl. It was very sweet and a great scene. And my third one, Tiny Dancer from Almost Famous, when they're all on the bus singing, just amazing. So those are my three. I'll probably think of some more. I'll tell you another one that was good. I rip on Gwyneth Paltrow a lot in the Hollywood Beats, but she is a very good singer. And she and Huey Lewis played a father-daughter duo in the movie... I think it was called Duets, where it was about karaoke. Paul Giamatti loves karaoke, and they sang Cruisin' by Smokey Robinson together. It was awesome. So there's a lot to choose from. I'll get it down to one by the end of the show. But let us know yours, folks. Con, you got one?
I do. I have two, and I think my favorite, though, number one for me, is a little movie I saw about a year ago, and it's called Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
What is that?
And it's a musical. But it's about a crocodile that can sing and has musical talent.
Okay.
But he gets stage fright. But when he's singing to just him and the family that he has, it's really good. I have a little sample. I want to see if you can guess who the singer is.
Yeah.
Got the stars illuminating. It's a place for you and I. A little space for you and I. At the top of the world tonight. When no one
Let me think about that over the break.
Okay.
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I know it. But give me, let me ruminate.
Sounds good.
All right, we're coming right back, folks. What is your favorite musical performance in a movie? That's tonight's question of the night. When we come back, I'm going to tell you where you can see all of Robert Redford's films. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I really want to see you.
92.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is like going crazy, and it looks like he's doing it to the music. It looks like our stream feed looks like a Madonna video while you're playing that song. This is insane.
It's a great tune.
Oh, it's a great tune. I love it. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabbit. It's great to have you with me tonight, folks. It's Thursday, Christmas Eve of weekdays, and we are jamming through already. One segment already done. Time is going too fast here. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite musical performance in a movie? Or, you know, song or a piece of music or whatever. What is your favorite from a movie? And there are so many. I was just looking up some online, too. You've got all these great musicals. You know, The Sound of Music, A Star is Born, Moonstruck, Grease. I mean, you could... I remember Sid and Nancy, the movie, like, from 1986, and they played a Casey and the Sunshine Band song during that. And it was... The Doors. Val Kilmer doing Jim Morrison. You've got so many to choose from. 8 Mile. Boys in the Hood. I don't remember a musical performance in that, but Chicago, all kinds of great. Walk the Line. My God, there's a ton of them. So let us know, folks, what is your favorite musical performance in a movie? All right, Conrad, before the break, you played a tune. I did not know who that was.
Yes.
You told me during the break, full disclosure.
Yeah, it's Shawn Mendes.
He's got a great voice. Play a little bit more of that. Let's hear some of that.
Sure.
Guy's got a smooth voice.
We got the stars illuminating. It's a place for you and I. A little space for you and I. At the top of the world tonight.
Wow.
When no one
I've
ever
heard of that movie.
To hide.
He has a lot of good songs in the film.
He does all of them?
Yeah.
No kidding. I'll have to check that out. Those of you who are Robert Redford fans, we've been talking about Robert Redford quite a bit this week because he passed away on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. No, Tuesday morning, early. It was September 16th. You can basically stream all of his films if you want to have like a Robert Redford fest on Prime. They offer all of his biggest hits. I didn't see one of his, you know, biggest or more popular movies that was not available on Prime. So that is just your nightlight movie tip, folks. But we have a fun show tonight. Speaking of movie tips, it is Thursday, which means it's the popcorn pick of the week. So writer, columnist, Capital Times reporter, Victoria Davis will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Victoria is great, and I'm not just saying that because she did an article on me and Nightlight about 9 months ago. She's always entertaining. We've had her on the show before, and she is fantastic. So I have no doubt she is going to make a terrific popcorn pick of the week. She'll be here at 6:35, and as I mentioned before, we've got Sports Talk on tap at 7:20 with the great Mike Clemens. He will be here, and who knows, maybe we can get Mike to do a picture through the window.
Oh, that's got to happen.
Nightlight window love from Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
What do you think he'll do?
Maybe go into the stretch, you know.
Get under center. Free throw. Do something. Act like a reporter, like he's on the phone about to break the big story.
Yeah.
He's done that. He doesn't have to act like he's that guy. So Mike will be here at 7:20 in studio, which will be fun. Be great to have Mike here. And so let's get some of these texts Bang.com. We have put our question on social media like we do every day. Follow us on Facebook, folks, or give us a like, and you can follow what is going on here at Nightlight. You'll see all of our Nightlight window love photos that we post just about every night. Our question of the day is posted there, all kinds of fun stuff. Sometimes I post there, and you are always welcome to comment, as you know. Conrad said, Lyle Lyle Crocodile. That's the movie from which that song is.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a kid's movie, I assume.
I'd say it's for everyone.
I mean, everyone will like it, but is it like geared toward kids, or is it?
I'd say, yeah, young adults, maybe.
I have to go to the Google for this. Or that's Lyle with two L's.
It's, I mean, there's definitely some aspects that I say would be kids, but.
It's rated NC-17. No, it's rated PG.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Look at this. Look at this cast, too. Javier Bardem. Love him. Shawn Mendes is in it as a voice. Constance Wu. Scoot McNairy. Love that guy. He's in so much cool stuff. I'm going to have to check that out. Lyle Lyle Crocodile. If you were doing the popcorn pick of the week.
That would have been it.
That would have been it. So there you go. George Chemers on social media says, Sam playing the piano in Casablanca. Wow, great pull, George. That's an excellent one. Stacy Sue on Facebook says Star Wars. What do you think she's? Oh, she's probably referring to the bar scene where all those creatures are playing. Thank you, Stacy Sue. New Way Fourth, that's a very cool name. Commenting on Facebook says Kermit the Frog singing Rainbow Connection. That is my favorite for the time being. I didn't even think of that. That's a great one. New Way Fourth, love the name. Thanks for the text. Wonderfully Wisconsin says the Dan Band in Old School. I love that. That's Paul Vandenplas. Do you have you've seen Old School?
Oh yeah.
I'd say let's play that. Let's pull that, but there's so much swearing in it. It's so fun.
Yes.
The best part of that is when Will Ferrell and his new wife are dancing and they hear him drop the first F-bomb and they just look at each other like, "Do we just hear that?" And the place I used to write at in LA was a place called Lulu's Beehive. It was a coffee shop in Studios or Sherman Oaks. And Dan of the Dan Band used to go in there sometimes. And it's so funny. Like, he's not a huge star, but he's so awesome because of what he does. I love the Dan Band. So I had to really kind of temper my, you saying we got 1 minute left or we're number one?
Both.
Okay. But that's a great one. Thank you, Paul. Wonderfully Wisconsin. Give Paul a follow. He does great work at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Cannot wait to see that cheeseburger list, that hamburger list that comes out. He's compiling a list of the best 100 hamburgers in Wisconsin. Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW pal and social media expert, says School of Rock. Excellent. Mike Desitel says Top Gun. Oh, yeah. When Miles Teller is playing the piano.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great scene. These are all great. We'll get to some of your text on the text line soon and on the stream. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Davis will be here from the Capital Times making the popcorn pick of the week. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. With another guy, here comes my baby.
Madison, more lakes, more bikes, lively politics, and WMDX.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It may be harder for some to get vaccines this fall and winter. The Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. That's a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months. Now, Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure everyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the Office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, a member of Evers' cabinet is resigning this week. Missy Hughes is leaving her post as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDEC is a public-private agency that supports business development through loans, grants, and tax credits. Hughes has led WEDEC since 2019. Her resignation takes effect on Friday. There are rumors she could be considering a run for governor after Evers announced his retirement. Evers says they're already searching for her successor, and they'll announce her replacement in the coming weeks. And National Voter Registration Day was yesterday, but the Madison City Clerk's Office is celebrating all week with registration drives. Every day through Saturday, there are at least 3 locations across the city where you can register to vote. Many of them are at libraries, but those 3 locations change every day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. 2 films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG and there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight close to 60, high tomorrow approaching 80. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Right now it's 80.
The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison is kind of open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. Where you're, what do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You
really?
Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Gordy, we've got so many stories we haven't had a chance to get to this week.
John, I smell a dumpster fire Friday on our next show.
You bet.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. And one of my favorite segments of the week is our Popcorn Pick of the Week. We always find someone interesting who gives us a great movie pick heading into the weekend, and this week is no different. I'm a big fan of my next guest's work. She is a writer. She does freelance. She writes for the Capital Times. She also knows a lot about animation, and we will talk about that. And I expect nothing less than an amazing pick tonight from my next guest, Victoria Davis, who joins us on the stream from Madison. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You wear so many hats. Did I leave any hats off? Did I forget a hat?
I don't think so, okay. Although it does change. So,
well, this is great. It's great to have you here. How have you been? I think the last time I saw you, you came into the studio in Madison, but that was months and months ago.
Yes. Yes. And then the busy season started with film festivals and awards coverage. And so I've been pulling a lot of late nights. But yeah, it's been good. I got back from San Diego Comic-Con, where I had the privilege of moderating one of their panels, which was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, how did that happen? Is that just because you know a lot about animation and that world?
Well, I had interviewed a woman named Julianne Cromit, and she has a podcast of her own called You Got Moxie. And I had interviewed her for that, where she brings on people from the industry and they talk about representation. And she had liked the article that I had done on her and trusted me enough that she asked me to moderate a panel that she had with a series of other people called Real Stories, Real People, The Importance of Representation in TV and Film. So that is actually, if anybody wants to watch it, is actually linked on my website. So they can watch the whole panel from San Diego Comic-Con. We got a lot of response. A lot of people loved it. They said it was one of their favorite panels of the con, which was a huge compliment because it's San Diego Comic-Con. So there's plenty of other panels that they could have gone to.
That's
fantastic. That was a really cool thing.
Wow.
That was really cool.
Congratulations. That's outstanding.
Thank you.
Well, all right, let's jump in. Then we'll come back to Comic-Con. I want to ask you about another really cool event that's coming up in the world of animation as well. But for now, let's get to this popcorn pick of the week, because this is a very important thing we need to get through here. All right. So Victoria Davis, what is your preference when it comes to watching movies? Do you like to go to the theater, watch at home, watch on your phone, watch with your kids? What is a typical movie viewing event like for Victoria?
So it depends. So we try to do every Friday night, me and my husband and my three-year-old, we try to do like a little picnic in the living room while we watch a movie of her choice.
Okay.
When it comes with me and my husband, we love either going out on a date night if we can get a babysitter, and going to the theater because our daughter Sophie's getting old enough now that she can come to the theater with us to watch certain movies. And so without being massively overstimulated, and just something about like the popcorn smell when you walk in to the theater, it's a healing experience. And so I anytime I can go to the theater, I do. That's where I prefer to be. But there's also something very special about just like turning off all the lights in your house and popping popcorn and watching it in your living room. I've also watched movies on my monitor in my office because I just need some alone time.
Absolutely.
There's a variety of ways to do it.
Well, I think what you said is interesting too, because when you go to the theater, you get a break from your phone. And listen, I love that I can access anything on my phone. I play video poker. I keep up on the news, whatever. I am constantly checking it. But when I'm in the theater or like a doctor's waiting room for that matter, like where you can't get a signal. That's kind of refreshing, right? Like, because when I watch movies at home, I'm popping up. I'm like, oh, I should get that last dish done before I restart the movie.
Yeah,
oh, I got to go to the bathroom or get a water or something. So I'm with you. I prefer the theater, but I'm like you too. Sometimes it's nice just to watch a movie by yourself.
And not have to you don't even have to get dressed. Like you can just put a blanket over you and just watch a movie. But yeah, I do. I think especially now that theaters have those recliner chairs and you can bring a blanket and cuddle with your toddler and your husband. Like you can actually it's like being in your living room, except now, like you said, you're not checking your phone. You're trying really hard not to go to the bathroom. I think that's the best way to watch a movie for sure. But there's also just sometimes you just need to be at home and do it that way too.
I have to tell you, where I live is kind of, I don't live with a large population. We aren't even close to having those reclining chairs in our theater, but Conrad has talked about those. He doesn't like the stadium seating. We're like three steps removed. We haven't had stadium seating yet and we won't have the comfy chairs, but do you take, I don't know if I would get that comfortable in a chair like 1,000 asses have sat in. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
Is it hard
to? Maybe I just never thought about it.
Well, and I could sit in them certainly, but it's kind of like that's how I am in public restrooms. Like, I can use.
No, that's true.
I can use a public toilet unless I see who comes out of it. Then I'm like, I'm not going in there.
That's fair. There's been a couple times where I've dropped my phone, where the chair's fully reclined. So there's a big amount of space between the back of the chair and the seat cushion. And I've dropped my phone down there and I've reached down to get it. And I immediately regretted that decision because it's just disgusting. So I think as long as you don't think about it, it's great. I think if you make it an experience, if you make an experience out of it where you're wearing your sweats, bring your blanket, bring sneak the snacks in your purse. Sorry. Right. I'm probably not supposed to say that, but we all do it.
That was one of my questions actually. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 100%. I prefer to get, I will never bring my own popcorn because their popcorn is 1,000 times better than anything that I could ever, but we've gone to the dollar store to pick up candy before. For sure.
Same. Yeah. My wife and I have snuck in non-alcoholic beers. So
that's a new level. I've never even attempted that before.
I've snuck in actual booze and non-alcoholic booze. So listen, I know how to party.
There you go.
All right. So what kind of movies do you like, Victoria? Like what is your genre of choice?
I mean, I think I'm known for all of my friends are okay, if you want to know what animated stuff to watch, go to Victoria. So obviously that's definitely a go-to genre for me, but I also really love kind of low budget thriller movies, so Jaws and Anaconda and stuff like that. But I also love one that I had never seen, but a ton of my friends were going to the Broadway show of it, and so I'm like, well, I have to see the movie. Was Death Becomes Her. I had never seen the movie before.
I haven't seen that either.
You haven't?
No.
I recommend it. It's so good, and it's really funny. And if you watch interviews about from the stars afterwards, they have things to say about the way the film ended and the way it was there were debates back and forth about how the film would end. So it's interesting because the film is definitely about kind of the inner turmoil of aging and vanity. And when you pursue those things, it just destroys you from the inside out.
Right.
And the ending of the movie was going to be different than kind of the more comedic take they had to it. But the flavors, the really meaningful flavors are all still there. And it's just a really funny movie. It's a comedy, but it speaks to something much deeper. And I like that. Plus it gets you a little scared and it's a little freaky and it's fun.
The more you talk about it, I think I have seen that, but it's been so long. I'd have to go back and revisit it. But I've forgotten movies I've seen.
Yeah, it's with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn, and they are trying to never age, and they're also out to get each other. It's this decades long feud that they've had with each other since high school, and the Bruce Willis's character is caught in the middle of it. It's a hilarious movie, but I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
My guest is Victoria Davis. She is a freelance writer, writes for the Capital Times in Madison, and is a presenter now, or a
A moderator.
There you go. At Comic-Con, which is very exciting. She joins me now here on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week. You talked about low-budget horror, too. Have you seen, not that these are low-budget, but Weapons? Are you a fan of those kind of horror movies?
I'm actually too scared to watch Weapons. I saw the promotional. So I think when there's a lot of horror movies that are coming out that are very, like, gory, and I can't handle, like, prolonged torture stuff. Like, I can't handle things where it's, like, people are being really put through the ringer physically. That I can't handle, but I can handle, like, creepy monster Dracula, like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Or like anything like Agatha Christie, where it's like murder mystery.
Oh yeah,
kind of thing. That stuff is great. I mean, I've been going through actually on Amazon all the old Agatha Christie movies.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Those are great.
It's tough, like with those, like even with Weapons, like it just to come up with a run like that. I'm like, oh, that's the creepiest poster I've ever seen. And I liked the movie a lot. It was good, but I don't watch a lot of horror. So when you guys go to a theater, do you you typically go with your husband and your daughter? Do you have different snacks at home? Like, do you kick back and make a pizza or something? Or what do you do?
Oh, yeah. Pizza is a go-to. Chinese food is also a really good go-to. Like, Chinese takeout is also a good go-to. I think that's the one that we do the most often is Chinese takeout.
I love it.
It's just because we live really close to Chinese takeout and Mexican restaurants. And so we usually just like go with like we walk down the street and grab our food and then come back. But yeah, it's become a bit of a tradition.
Do you have a different drink at home? Do you have a cocktail at home? Mm. I know you obviously you say you sneak booze into the theater all the time.
No, that was you, sir. That was you.
Oh, that's right.
If I don't think I could sneak this into the theater, but if I could, I would. We have a cookbook that's an Eat What You Watch book by Binging with Babish.
Oh, nice!
And they have the recipe for Harry Potter's butterbeer.
Oh, I love
that. So if I could sneak that in any, I would sneak that in anywhere.
Yeah,
it's so good. And especially now that it's fall. That's a good go-to is like kind of like a warm cider or a butterbeer. I really like.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's just really sugary.
But it's like a theme drink. I think that sounds really fun, actually.
It is. And actually, that would have been a perfect drink for watching Death Becomes Her. That would have been perfect because it's very Dracula adjacent.
All right. I think we have enough information from Victoria to get her popcorn pick of the week. So Conrad, if you will. Victoria Davis, Comic-Con moderator. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
Can I pick two? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can.
Not allowed.
Absolutely.
So for not animated, I would say Death Becomes Her.
Nice.
Such a great one. For an animated show, for people that are interested in watching something animated, outside of K-pop Demon Hunters, because we've talked a ton about that everywhere, but Mabaroshi is on Netflix. So it's a really good anime. That also is a little spooky and thriller-y and very kind of, it's a bit creepy, but also really beautiful and really lovely to watch. So those are my two picks.
I love the diversity of those picks too. That's so great. Those are both great picks. Thank you for that.
thank you.
For those of us who aren't really familiar or have watched a lot of anime, what would you say to people to get them to try to watch it? We've got a break in about a minute here, or 30 seconds, but think about that. And when we come back, I want to ask you that. And we'll talk about some of the other things you're up to. Victoria Davis has made her picks. Mabaroshi, is that it?
Mabaroshi
on Netflix, an anime film, and Death Becomes Her. Those are your popcorn picks of the week, folks. You got two very different titles there. I love it. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite musical performance in a movie? Maybe we'll ask Victoria that when we come back too. We're coming right back. It's Night Flight. I'm on the lam. That's why I said it's Nightlight with P. Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the perfect bra fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what their expert bra fitting specialists deliver. One-on-one fittings are tailored to your unique shape in a graceful, no-pressure environment. From everyday comfort to special occasion elegance, Allure makes sure your bra fit feels as good as it looks. Experience a new standard of personal attention. Coming soon to the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay on a gorgeous summery fallish night here. And Mike Clemens will be here at 7:20 in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Civic Media Sports Authority will be here at 7:20. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite musical performance in a movie? We have some great responses, and we will get to the text line responses shortly. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our friend Victoria Davis, the wonderful writer for the Capital Times, and she also does great freelance work. Do you have anything you've done recently that we should read, Victoria, somewhere you can steer us to?
Sure. I actually just did a story on one of the interviews I did at San Diego Comic-Con for a film called Aztec Batman, which is, I believe, now available on, it's either available today or it's available tomorrow on HBO to stream.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just a Latin American take on DC, one of DC's more famous superheroes.
Oh, very cool.
That was really fun. I also just did an article on a Kickstarter campaign for The Dragon King, which is a sequel to The Dragon Prince, which is on Netflix as well. And that reached its funding goal within 5 hours. Wow. They're now, you know, adding more to their goal list. And so that's really exciting. But those are some things that I've worked on recently that are available for people to read on either my website or on awn.com. For Cap Times, I am working on a story about an Italian restaurant called Vita Bella, which lights cheese wheels on fire. So that'll be an interesting story. I'm very excited to check that.
Go out and have some dinner and have a chance at a serious injury. That sounds like a great night.
Yeah.
Is that
it's everything in one package.
Is that the place across from State Street Brats or in just down the or no, that's Portobello. No, what is it? Never mind.
I don't know. This is a relatively new place.
Okay.
But they've only been, I think, established for a matter of months.
Okay.
But
That's so cool. Well, everybody and their brother is starting a Kickstarter campaign. There's a Kickstarter campaign for everything. Have you ever done one of those?
I have not, but for that article, the Dragon King article, I interviewed somebody at Kickstarter and asked them just like, you know, what's going on? Like, everybody's doing this now. And they said that they're seeing, I mean, this is like how projects are getting made now. Especially in animation, because a lot of people, if they can't get green light from a studio, they'll go and get kind of the funding they need on Kickstarter and then show the studios, look, there's actually a demand for this. Do you want to be part of it or not? So it's kind of a nice way to put the power back into the people's hands.
I like that. You're right. It kind of puts the power in the people's hands, but you're also shaking other people down for money. So I'm kind of like, I get it. I get it for movies.
It's true.
But I've seen people doing it like for, hey, I need a new apartment. I'm like, come on. Like,
oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I'd like more walking around money. I'm not going to do a Kickstarter for that, but I get the movie making.
Yeah, I guess. That's interesting.
Before the break, I asked you about anime. And I think a lot of people, this is kind of, it's not new. It's been around forever, but it's kind of new into the mainstream, I would say.
Yeah,
and the number one movie last week was Demon Slayer Infinity Castle.
That's true.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, it's kind of already arrived, but now it's really arrived. So for people who haven't seen an anime film or aren't familiar with the art form, what can you tell them about it?
I would say just like, I think a lot of people think, well, I don't know anything about anime, like, because that's been around for a long time. And it's always been kind of a niche thing. And people think, well, I don't know anything about it. And I don't know if I'm going to like it. It's art. And if you like art, if you enjoy going to art museums and seeing art, like seeing it's a beautiful form of storytelling. And I think that definitely there's anime that's not for everyone. There's anime that I'm not the biggest fan of too, but like that when you find those really, truly beautiful, you know, form, like there's a film on Netflix, actually an anime film called Mononoke, which is a totally different kind of animation style. And it's all very like, I mean, it's a color excursion. Like it's a lot to take in, but it just shows how beautiful the medium can be and that there's a lot of different ways to tell it. So I think I would just tell people that it's not really about anime specifically. It's about art. And if you would enjoy art and you enjoy how art is made, I encourage you to watch anime because they go into so much detail with it, which I think is why a lot of people have become drawn to it, especially for action sequences like what you see in Infinity Castle.
Yeah. Did you see Infinity Castle?
I got to see an early screener of it is magnificent. It is a lot of action. So like go into it expecting to see a lot of action. But it's a beautiful film, and especially just the cinematography and camera work during the action sequences is very unmatched. It's really well done.
Got incredible reviews.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Can we keep you through the news? Can I keep you for a few more minutes past the news so we can get to Comic-Con? And I want to ask you about the SCAD Animation Fest. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Or is it SCAD? Yep. How do you say that?
So it's SCAD Animation Fest. It's the Savannah College of Art and Design.
All right, cool. Fest. We'll talk about that too after intermission. But first, before we go, we've got about a minute left. I want to ask you, do you have a favorite musical performance in a movie that you responded to?
I feel like I'd have to choose two. I love almost every performance in Almost Famous for like live action. And then for animation, I'd be remiss if I didn't say K-pop Demon Hunters because they just it's a music video come to life. It's such a beautiful film, and they really like they put a ton of effort into those stage performances for these animated characters.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
It was a huge challenge for animators. So that's what I would say.
I had Almost Famous on mine too. Tiny Dancer
Did
is
you?
One of them. Blinded by the Light, the movie, there was this Middle Eastern kid who had a crush on a girl and he sings Thunder Road with a kind of a, the townspeople try a little tenderness from the Commitments. So there's so many to choose from, but Victoria Davis is here, folks. She is going to join us for a few minutes for Act Two after intermission coming up here. The news from Civic Media is next, and we'll keep you informed, so don't go anywhere. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s hand-picked CDC advisory panel, 8-3, voting to separate the children's chicken's pox vaccine from the MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. The shots used to be given together. The American Academy of Pediatrics started warning Americans and parents not to listen to the panel. Sean O'Leary's a member.
I say you should disregard anything that comes from this committee.
The panel has yet to issue a recommendation of a hepatitis B shot that's typically given to infants. That's expected tomorrow. A search and rescue operation underway in Washington State after the crash of a military helicopter near Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Officials say there were four soldiers on board, no word on casualties. President Trump says his administration is making plans to gain control of Afghanistan's Bagram Air Base, which the Taliban took control of in 2021 during the rapid U.S. withdrawal. Trump making the announcement on the final day of his U.K. trip. He's en route back to the U.S. This is ABC News. Hyundai.